Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
Some of the runs yesterday, he got out of the pocket a few times when we really needed him to, and got us some yards and saved us a couple of times. I thought he also, I give him a lot of credit because he was under duress a few times where, you know, in that kind of a game, he made some decisions too to protect the football, which was big. So I thought he played a really smart game that way. We had some quarterback runs called. They took away the quarterback, you know, a number of times. They're not always going to let him run either. So it's week to week.
I know, but for overall for the season,
I don't really have an answer for that. You know, it's not required. You know, Lamar. Next thing you know, Lamar will break out and run for 100 yards. You know, so that's always in the. I'm sure defenses have got to consider that as a possibility, and that's a good thing for us.
I guess it's a possibility. That's Harbs talking to the media earlier this week, and Lamar Jackson did not practice yesterday. He is back today, along with Isaiah Likely, Ronnie Stanley, Andrew Voorhees, Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton. All of them back at practice. Only Ravens missing at practice were Rashad Bateman and Keon Martin. So it does at least seem on the surface with 2 games in 5 days, sort of massaging some guys yesterday as a lot of guys did not practice.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's not going to be a whole lot of practice between now and the other side of Thanksgiving at this point, the way their schedule gets congested. Look, I don't think anybody's worried about Lamar running for 100 yards in a game anytime soon. He might not run for 100 yards in a month, and that's fine. Can he get back to having his legs be an explosive element of this offense by the playoffs or by the final game of the year, the second Pittsburgh game, or maybe before that if need be? I have a hard time seeing this offense being – among the better ones in the NFL if his legs don't become a part of it at some point in time. This week, no. Coming around playing again 3 days later, probably not. But they're going to need it to get where they want to go, and hopefully it's there when they need it. I think the Wednesday injury report from here on out, you know, I think guys, the Ronnie Stanleys, the Lamars, the Roquans, they might be off their feet.
Yeah, this is probably going to start to become a weekly occurrence with a lot of these guys. When you consider the upcoming schedule, so yes, you have the two game in five day stretch, but then immediately following that, you play the Steelers and then the Bengals. You have 3 straight AFC North games. And yes, I know Cincinnati's defense is horrible and the Steelers' defense is really underwhelmed this year. But you're talking AFC North football, physical football, and especially the matchup with the Steelers where guys get beat up. And this team is pretty beat up now where, what was it, a couple weeks ago, they had the injury report where they didn't list anybody. And we thought, wow, geez, that's something you never see with this team. But the Lamar of it all, I am concerned because it's not just one injury. It's not just the hamstring. It was the knee last week.
It's moving down his leg. Next week, it's the foot.
Probably. Yeah. You would think that's next in line.
Hamstring, knee, ankle, next week.
Well, I would imagine if you were being totally forthcoming, you'd probably have ankle, comma, hamstring, comma, knee. Like
the guy with Kyle Hamilton here, shoulder/groin. Yeah. So yeah.
They should be the last team to be coy about what's going on with the guy. So maybe the knee and the hamstring are okay now, and it's just the ankle.
I don't know.
They did get fined $100,000.
Now you think that that's gonna dissuade anything? $100,000.
Hey, a lot of money to me.
It's not. Please.
I said I'd not do a even lot a lot of line. Things
yeah. He would budget. Jump off of, what was
Dude,
it, the platform?
100 grand.
Yeah, he said he'd do that for 10 grand if oh. memory serves.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Into the little cup.
These operations, an enterprise that's worth conservatively $5 billion, we're talking about $100,000. So they'll do what they'll do. The situation is what it is. He does not look like he's anywhere close to 100%.
No.
And we'll have to see from week to week how that ebbs and flows.
Yeah, it's really the three of the guys stick out to me. And Lamar is always going to stick out anytime he's on the injury report. Roquan Smith, who, like Ken said, all these guys are back to practice. But Roquan with a hamstring. Is that a situation where he's a step too slow again? And Isaiah Likely with the calf soft tissue injury, Likely hasn't been right all year long. No. And of course, he underwent the foot surgery during training camp. But those are the three that really stick out to me.
It is fascinating to see where this goes, because to Jason's point, Lamar hasn't looked right all year, frankly. And whether it's the knee, the hamstring, the ankle, he's not moving right. And
too much Mexican food.
Yeah, it could be.
Aloysius might, might say.
Yeah, it's true. He's a doctor. He is a doctor, so he would know. Harps can say, yeah, maybe one game he busts out for 100 yards, but unless he's saving it for something, it doesn't look like it's in him, at least right now.
No. I don't think it's – I think they're trying to win right now despite his legs, without his legs. And then at some point they fold it in. It has to – again, it has to become an element for them. Doesn't have to be the prevailing element, but it's got to be more than it's been when we get down to these situations where you're playing legitimate teams that have already qualified for the playoffs, that are fighting for their season. I mean, it'd be silly not to lean into that. You always lean into your superpowers when it matters the most. Now, there's something to be said for certainly nursing guys through situations and looking at your schedule and figuring out where those spots are, where you really go for it and when you don't. And again, we're not there yet, but we're not far removed from that point in time. And will his medicals be trending in a positive or negative direction when the rubber meets the road? I don't have an answer.
You look at the design runs per game for Lamar Jackson. Right now, this is on the season, so this obviously predates the hamstring injury. 3.4. Last year, it was 5.8. So you're talking about nearly 2.5 design runs per game difference. And it's the intent. It's the threat of Lamar pulling the ball from Derrick Henry's belly and taking off. That way, defenses can't just crash the middle of the field and bring down Derrick Henry. So there's layers to this.
I am curious your answer, and I think I know the answer, but I know people are thinking this. You said bring out the superpower when it matters most. And I think there are fans out there that would say, well, it doesn't matter most against the Browns, and it doesn't matter most against the Jets, and it doesn't – like they've had a really nice stretch of schedule. Joe Burrow's probably playing Thursday. He's taking first-team snaps again today. Does it matter most on Thursday? Does it? It definitely matters most when they play Pittsburgh. Do we see a different Lamar Jackson?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
In those games.
Look, I don't think they're holding it back just because of schedule. I think they're holding it back for a multitude of reasons, his health chief among them. Like, I don't think they're like, we don't need it yet. I think it's more a combination of how's he looked in practice, how much was he even able to do in practice, How effective do we think we'll be doing it? I think it's you don't want to go down that road unless you think he is his elusive self. And we've documented he's not missed. The missed tackle percentage is nowhere where it used to be. We've seen with our own eyes the few times he has leaned into it recently, what that's looked like. We've all seen him step up in the pocket and be caught from behind in ways that we're just not used to seeing. So it's got to come down to him. It's got to come down to the medical team. It's got to come down to, yes, and then also the competitive aspects of it. But there's also the element of designed or not designed. When does his brain say go? And his brain does not seem to be telling him to go in ways in the past it had. Like we can filter for that as well. Like the unscripted, the scramble rate's not the same. Like he's not leaning into that as much. He doesn't seem himself to trust it as much.
This to me is completely different than years past. It's not a situation for me that Lamar Jackson's saving it.
I don't think so.
Does
either.
He have it? Yes. I think is the question. Yes. Where we've seen outside of last year, that was the outlier. He runs more as the year goes on. I don't think it's far from a guarantee this year when you got three different injuries that he's dealt with.
We got a massive Thursday show, very busy. Of course, Ravens getting ready to take on the Jets. Orioles, of course, the trade earlier this week, and people are saying they are going to be very aggressive in
Kyle
free
Tucker.
Agency. Brian Baldinger, of course, all the NFL insider. He's joins us every Thursday. We'll get his thoughts on the Ravens and the NFL at 3 o'clock. Jacob Calvin Meyer covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. What did he think of the Grayson-Taylor Ward trade? We'll ask him at 3:30. Lucy Burge, her best bets from DraftKings at 4 o'clock. And Mark Feinstein, he was on MLB Network yesterday saying the Orioles are going to sign a big-name pitcher. We'll get his thoughts on what the Orioles do this offseason at 5.
Yeah, a lot to get to. Big game has some Ravens ramifications tonight.
Yeah.
Buffalo-Houston. I'm sure we'll run that by Baldy, among other things. Are the Kansas City Chiefs going to miss the playoffs? Could they actually miss the playoffs? Yeah, very interested to get the local take from Jacob Calvin Meyer on the trade, national take from Mark Feinstein. A lot going on. Big win for the Terps last night.
Diggy! Hey,
Diggy goes off. They kept clawing late to tie that thing and then to come back when they fell down in overtime. And to do it without their best player, like, I mean, look, would you like to blow out Mount St. Mary's? Mount St. Mary's is a pretty decent program. Mount St. Mary's got real good late last year. Won the conference tournament, like got into the big dance. I didn't think it was going to be easy. I'm glad they won that game. I mean, that's a huge win to me.
Yeah.
If you came off Marquette and lost at home to St. Mary's, Mount St. Mary, that's a net negative.
And you got the Baba news, and it sounds like everybody's playing next week in Vegas.
I think so.
So there's a lot of positivity with the basketball program.
Absolutely.
Coming up next, a little Purple Rain. John Harbaugh spoke to the media late yesterday. What do you have to say? You'll hear it next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas. Hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.